Rabami. So Yitzchak Nafka now he has to kasha back to Rabami. Rabami said your Dafka has to have the power. That means the second Kohen Gadol has to make a new shechita. He has to have his power. So that the kasha, the pasuk says, Vohitzi yes kol ha-power. It says, take out the whole power. And it's talking about there, after you made the shechita and the zrika, it's talking about burning the power. So you see, just the Yevorim, after it's dead already, the Torah calls it a power. It says, take out the power. The Rashi, Vohitzi yes kol ha-power. Al maliach ha-shechita par korolei. It's still called the power. The Torah calls it, take out the power here. So my answer is no, it just means, Sheyitzi yes kulei. And Rashi says, Tirutzu, this is a terrorist, Kulaymar. Love the ikri par, not that the Torah is calling it still a par after the shechita. Elochikom, this is what it means to say. Yoitzi as kol ha-nishim imenu. Everything that's left over from this par, you have to take outside and burn it. But not that the Torah really means to call like a live, like a par. It just means the leftovers of it, you should take out to burn. For the Margul, but there's another pasuk though. There's a pasuk in Achrim Mois by the parsha of Yom Kippur that says, the ace par achatis, the ace ir achatis. The Torah says, take out the meats of the parachatas and sirachatas and burn it outside. So it's talking about after you made the shechita ready, and after you made this rikas adam, now you have to take the leftover the meat and burn it outside. So the Torah calls it v'yeis parachatas. So you see, a dead animal is still called par. So it's a riot, loved after when it's alive. Even when the animal is dead, it's still called a par. So Rashi, v'yeis parachatas. Kushu is another kasha. V'yoksid, the pasuk says in v'yikra tazayin, v'yeis parachatas kaba yonakipurim. The apostle is talking about after the Kohen Gadol already made this Zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. After you made this Zrika, now you have to take all the leftover meats and burn it outside. So you see, the Torah calls the meats of the Korban also a power. So my answer is like this. Amarav Papa, Avada Ba'or, Ubosar, Uperish. There's the skin of the animal, and the meat, and the junk, the fats of the inside. That's pshita the kuliyal malay pligi, that it's called par. Avada, a par doesn't mean dafka when it's alive. Even when it's dead, the meat of the animal, avad, was also called the par. Now, ki pligi, where's our machlokes before? Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yitzchak, Kineg Rabami, where was our machlokes before? The dam. The machlokes is by the dam. The blood of the animal. Ma sova, one sheet holds that dam nikri par. Even the dam of the animal is also called the par. So male, if the first Kohen Gadol made the shechita, as long as you still have the dam left over to make the zrika of the dam, that's also enough for the second Kohen Gadol. That's called the par. Ma sova, Rav Chanina holds no. Dam la yikri par. If you only have the blood, you're only taking the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Torah calls it a par. A par means it has to be your animal. And not, it's not enough just to have the blood. So the Pesukim before the talk about burning the meat of the korban, shita, that's still called the par. The goof of the animal, that's called the par. Here it's the blood is not called the goof of the animal. That's the machlokes, is the blood of the animal also still called the par, still called the animal. Or no, it's only called the dam, it's not called the par. Therefore the Kohen Gadol, the second one has to bring a new par. Rashi says, when the pasuk is talking about the guf, the animal, the meat of the animal, it's like one thing. That's the guf of the animal. Everybody holds that's called the animal. Where's Al Machlokes by the Yom Kippur, by the Kohen Gadol, bias pnim. When the Kohen Gadol goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, she'enei machnis shom ela hadam. The only thing the Kohen Gadol brings in is only the dam. So the shaila is that also called the par. The Torah says you have to come in with the par. So what does the par mean? Is it enough to say you're using the blood of the animal? Or no, the par means you have to make the shechita on the animal also. It has to be your par completely. Tomorrow says, Omer Avashi, Mistavro Kamandi Yoma Dam Ikri Par. I'll bring your raya to Rav Yitzchak Nafcho and to Rav Shlokish that they hold yes, the dam, the blood of the korban, that's called the par. There on Yom Kippur, where the first Kohen Gadol made the shechit of the par, and then after that he died. When the second Kohen Gadol takes over, he doesn't have to have a new shechita. It's enough to use that blood and bring it in. That's called he's bringing in a par. As long as he has the blood here. What's the raya? Because the pasuk says, "Bizois yovoi Aaron el kodesh." With this, Aaron comes in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The pasuk says, "Bepar ben boker." He comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a par ben boker, with an ox. Now the kasher is, Otto Bekarne Mailalei. Does it mean literally, does he come in with the axe? Does he come in with the horns? does he hold the animal and bring it to Kodesh HaKadoshim? He doesn't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the animal. Ela b'domoy. Avad, he makes the shechiter outside, and then he puts it into the mizrak, and he only takes in the kli, he only takes in the dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And still the Pasuk says, v'zois yovei aron el HaKodesh b'par, v'kor relay par, and the Torah calls it a par. So here you see, when you just come in with the dam itself, the blood itself is called the par. So you have enough on the right here that the taitra par, the blood is also called par. So therefore what's the svara if the first Kohen Gadol dies? After the Shechita, the second Kohen Gadol could use that blood. As long as the blood is still here, that's called the par. So the Marvi Iduch, how does Rabbi Chanina answer this? Rabbi Chanina says no, the par means the par mamish. So the kasha is that now you don't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the par. And the Torah says, v'zois yov yarn al kodesh bapar. So the Marvi says, v'ma huchshur aron lovi ala kodesh, bapar ben boku lachatis. The Pasuk is not saying mamish what he comes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim with. The Pasuk is only saying, with what is he hukshar? With what things does he have to do in order to make him to be able to come into Kodesh HaKadoshim? So first the Kohen Gadol has to do outside and make a shechita. He has to have his par mamish and make the shechita outside. And when he makes the par, that's what hukshar him. Later, when he has the blood, he'll bring the dam inside. But Avada, the par means the par mamish. Like Rashi says, Ma yasa, what should the Kohen Gadol do? Kidei she'erushoyi likonis. In order to make him able to be able to come into Kodesh HaKadoshim, is Yovi Par Chai Lazara. He has to first take his special par, the one that's alive, bring it into the Azara. The Yasu Avoidish Shabinyan. And do the Avoidish means make the Shechita there, make the Kabbalah there. And then bring the Dam inside. So that's what the Pasuk means. Bezois Yovi Arnal Kodesh Bepar Ben Boker. It doesn't mean Mamish bring the par inside, but it means Mamish the par. So it means you first do the Dinim of the par outside. And then you'll finish off to be able to come inside with the blood. But Avada, the word par means the animal literally. And it's not enough just to have the dam. It has to be your shechita on the par mamish. For the Gemara, good. A new kasha now. For typically, I have a kasha now on the shlokish. I have a kasha now on Yitzchak Nafcha. All these man the yomim that want to say that when the first Kohen Gadol dies, after he made the shechita, the lachur is the second Kohen Gadol could still use that blood. As long as the second Kohen Gadol brings in the dam is also called the par. So good, maybe that's true. Maybe blood is called the par. But I have a new kasha now. For the Gemara of a Tepigle, there should be another chesaron here. The chate shemeso balehi. Look, this is called the chate shemeso balehi. This par is called the chatis. The Kohen Gadol had to bring a chatis on Yom Kippur. Now, when the first Kohen Gadol died, it has a loch of a chate shemeso balehi. If the owner of the chatis dies, so the loch is, there's a new halach l'moshe m'Sinai that animal has to die. It's l'misa azlo. So how could the second Kohen Gadol use that chatis to take the dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The din of that chatis is to be die now. You have to lock it up in a room and starve it to death. That's why we kill it. So how could you say the second Kohen Gadol could use it? The Chur should have the halach of a chatis shemeso baleo. So that's halach l'moshe m'Sinai, that there are five different chatoyis that go l'misa, and this is one of them. So my answer is, Omalei Ravin Baravad El Ravam, that Amri Talmidcha, your Talmud said over, that Omer Rav Amram, in the name of Rav Amram, like this, that Chatez Tziburhi, for Loi L'Misa Ozla, not that there's such a Loch L'Moshe Misrinai, that when you have a Korban Chatez, if the owner of it dies, that the Behem has to go L'Misa, that's only if it's Korban Yochid. Mashenken, by a Korban Tzibur, it's not the Klal. By a Korban Tzibur, we say, even if the Bailam dies, or Pasha the Svaris is not shacked about him to die. Because by Tzibur, Tzibur never dies. There's always somebody alive. So since this carbon applies to the Tzibur, the Khur is always somebody alive, there's no halach of l'misa azla. So Khur wants to be mechadish that the par that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, it's not considered a par shal yochid. It's not only his par, it's considered a par shal Tzibur. And since it's being mechaper on the Otak Hanam also, that's still called a par shal Tzibur. So since it's called a par shal Tzibur, even though the first Kohen Gadol dies, you're still allowed to use the power. So therefore, if the loss of power means even the blood, the second Kohen Gadol could use the blood. The Rashi says, Chatez Tziburhi, Hoyuvi Olov Yaloch of Akhanim Bo. This power doesn't only come for the Kohen Gadol, it comes for the other brothers, the other Kohanim also. The Pasuk says, V'chipa Ba'adoi Uvad Deisoi. So it comes for all the other Kohanim, therefore it's similar like a carbon Tzibur. The Tanan, we learned like this. Omaloi Rav Meir, Rav Meir said like this, V'haloi par Yom HaKippurim. You have a case of a Kur to have a minute, this is called like a Korban Yochid, you have a par that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur. Hu adin v'chazit the Kohen Gadol. That's the special mincha the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. U Pesach, you have a Korban Pesach. The Korban Yochidu. The Chura, these are called the Korban Yochid. It's only the Kohen Gadol bring in his par and bring in the chavitim. And the Korban Pesach, everybody brings their own Korban Pesach. So it's called the Korban Yochid. And still the klal is, v'doiches haShabbos. In Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you will have to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. And the Kohen Gadol could bring his chavitim on Shabbos, or the par Shem Kippur comes even on Shabbos. V'yes haTumah. Who adin if the Korban is Tomei, you're allowed to bring it. So that's what Ramey answers back. So the Chura answers back to Chomim. Mashma the Chom hold not like that. Lav mechlau the ikul aman the yom of the tzibur. So that's the Raya. The Chura Ramey is saying that the parasha Yom Kippur is called the Shal Yochid. Mashma the Tanakama held no. It's called the Korban Tzibur. So we're bringing a Raya that the Kohen Gadol's power on Yom Kippur, there is a man the yom that calls the Korban Tzibur. But the Gemara, no, that's not the pshat over here. Or the Tainach, if you want to tell me like that, what do you do about the Sefer? Diktoni says in the Sefer like this. Omala Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov also said back to the Tanakamam. We'll soon explain exactly what Rav Yaakov and what Ramey was talking about. But the Sefer is like this. That Omala Rav Yaakov. Vahaloi par helem dover. You have a case of a par helem dover. That means if the Bezdin Paskin for Klal Yisrael, that they were allowed to eat a certain type of a chelev, they made a mistake, and the grove tzibur ate this chelev, and later we found out it was real chelev, so it's called the par helem dover. They have to bring a korban for the chet that they did, a special korban, a par helem dover, that they forgot that it was also, and they said it was mutat eat it. Shel tzibur. Hu adinu siri avoidus kechavim. You have the seer, if the tzibur does the chet of avoidus zora, they have to bring a special seer for avoidus zora. Hu adin v'chagiga. Who are there on every yom? If you bring a korban chagiga, the korban tzibur, that these korbanis are called the korban tzibur. It's talking about the whole tzibur did the chet of helam dover, or the whole tzibur did the chet of avodah zorah. They have to bring the korban. Why a chagiga is called the korban tzibur? We'll soon see later. The kura chagiga, everybody brought his own special korban chagiga in order to have meat teeth on yom tovim. So we'll see why it's called the korban tzibur. But I call upon him, these three things are called the korban tzibur. And Rabbi Yaakov said, "V'yein doich leis a Shabbos, and these korbanos are not doich a Shabbos. A seer of a kachavim, or this par helam dover, even though it's brought for the whole tzibur, you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. V'lo yes a tumah. Let's say the korban is tumah, or the korban is tamei, you're not allowed to bring it. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov said back to the Tanakama. If you want to tell me mechlal diikul aman diyom it's mashma Tanakama holds not like that. That the yochid. You want to tell me the Tanakama holds that these korbanos of the avodas kechavim and of the par helam dover is called sheyochid, like it can't be. Here pshita with shel tzibur. We're talking about the whole tzibur did the chet of avodah zarah, or the whole tzibur did the chet of a par helam dover. So for sure it's called the korban tzibur. So what's the pshat that Rabbi Yaakov is talking to the Tanakama? So the pshat is like this: Elo la Tanakama kom hadalei. The both Ramey and Rabbi Yaakov is talking back to the Tanakama. As you want to say, there's no riot from here. Avada could be everybody holds that the parasha Yom Kippur is called the Korban Yochid. Nobody holds it as called the Korban Tzibur here. So the shaila is like this. The Shomei de Komar. They both heard over from the Tanakam. El Tanakama Komahadalei. That both Rav Yaakov and Rav Meir was talking back to the Tanakama. The Shmiya de Komar. They heard over the Tanakama said a klal like this. This was the Tanakama's klal. That Korban Tzibur Doich Vesa Shabbos. Every korban tzibur there is, Allah is, you're even allowed to bring it on Shabbos. V'yes haTumah. Who are then if the Bailim or the Kanim or the Behemoth is Tomei, you're allowed to bring it, as long as it's a korban tzibur. Mashenken, the korban yochid, anytime it's a korban only brought for a private person, then the klal is, ain't the doich leis a Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring your korban on Shabbos. V'lo yes haTumah. If the Kohen is Tomei or the Behemoth is Tomei, you're not allowed to bring it. That's what the Tanakama said, a klal like this. Now, Omalai Rav Meir. Rav Meir had a kasha to a Tanakama like this. Korban Yochid, Klalu, is that true or Klal, that every single Korban Yochid cannot be Deich HaShabbos? I'll bring you right up like that. V'haloi par Yom HaKippurim. You have the case of the par that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur. V'chavit the Kohen Gadol, and the special mincha the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. The special chavitim he brings even on Shabbos. Hu adinu Pesach. The whole Klal Yisrael brings the Korban Pesach. The Korban Yochidu. Everybody brings their own private Korban. V'doich HaNes HaShabbos. The locher is these three kabonis, the par Yom Kippur, even when Kippur comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring it. And the chaviti Kohen Gadol brings even on Shabbos. And the korban pesach, even if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you bring the korban pesach. V'yesa tumah, it's also doich tumah. That was where Meir's kasha back to Tana Kama. That how could you say a klal? Every korban yochid is not doich Shabbos. These three korban yochid are doich Shabbos. But about everybody's masking, these three cases are a case of a korban yochid. Like nobody holds the parashah Yom Kippur is called the korban shel tibur. So that's what Meir meant to ask. Now v'yomula Rabbi Yaakov meant to ask like this back to Tana Kama. The Tana Kama said a klal that korban tibur is also always doich Shabbos. So yes, the Pekasha back, Lolohu, is that true? That every Korban Tzibur is Deich HaShabbos? V'aloi par helam dover, shel Tzibur. You'll have a case where Rova the Tzibur did this chet, they ate chelev, because the Bezin Paskin was mutter. So they have to bring now a Korban Tzibur called par helam dover. I'll tell you Siri Avodah Kachovim. In a case where Rova the Tzibur did the Aveira of Avodah Zorah. So they have to bring a Korban Tzibur now, a Siri Avodah Kachovim. The Chagiga. Who are then on every yom to be bringing a korban chagiga? The korban tzibur. These things are called the korban tzibur. Still, the klal is the ein doichin loyes a shabbos loyes a tuma. You don't have a right to bring these korbanos on Shabbos, and not if you're tummy or the kohen is tummy. So you see, your klal is wrong. You can't stop and say klal. Every single korban tzibur is doich a Shabbos. Elo, what you have to answer back is like this: noket high klal biyotcha. This is the true klal. This is the general rule. That kol shazman kavua doiches a Shabbos v'satuma. It depends if the Torah is set at a specific time when you have to do it. If it's a zman kavua when it has to be brought, then we say even if that time comes in on Shabbos, still it's doicha. And who adin is doicha tumra also, like a korban pesach. The Torah says on yud dalet v'nisin, you have to bring the korban pesach. The Torah says the par shel yom kippur, the kohen gadol has to bring it on yom kippur. Even though if yud tishrei comes out on Shabbos, you have to bring it. The Chavite Kohen Gadol was brought every single day. Even if it's Shabbos, still you have to bring it. And the word then is Deich as a Tumah. Afilu b'yochid. Even if it's a Korban Yochid, that's the klal. Now, the Chol Shein Zmani Kavua, any type of a Korban that there's no special time when you have to bring it, then we say, Ein the Deich Aloyas a Shabbos, Aloyas a Tumah. It's like a not Deich a Shabbos or Tumah, v'yafilu b'tzibur. Even if it's a Korban Tzibur, like this Par Helam Dover, or the Sira Avodas Kechovim, or as the Chagiga. True, the Tzibur has to bring it, but since the Torah didn't say which time you have to bring it, don't bring it on Shabbos, bring it on Sunday, Monday. But since there's no special time when you have to bring it, Havad does not do it on Shabbos. But I call upon, we're back to original Kasha, that nobody holds the Kura that this power of Yom Kippur is called the power Shal Tzibur. The Kura is only called the power Shal Yochid. It's the Kohen Gadol's own power. So we're back to the original Kasha. If it's the Kohen Gadol's own power, so when the first Kohen Gadol dies, the Chura should have a look of a Chata Shemesa Balehel, that Pshit, the second Kohen Gadol can't use it. So why do you say, why does someone in the Rosh Lakish say, the second Kohen Gadol could use it? The Chura should be possible, the Chura should be called a Chata Shemesa Balehel. So more like this, Eisvei Abaya. Abaya asked the Kasha like this, Upar V'soya Shiyom HaKippurim, She'ovdu. Let's say that the Kohen Gadol has the power on the Soya Shiyom HaKippurim, they got lost. V'hifra Shacherim Tachtayim. And the Yomakvash, the second one, instead of the first one. And then they found the first one. The Locher is Kulam Yimoysu. They all have to die. V'chein Siri Avodis Kechovim. The same thing, the Soyra of Avodis Kechovim, the same Halacha. She'ovdu, that they first they set aside the Korban Soyra for the Avodis Kechovim. They did the Chet of Avodis Zora. And then it got lost. V'ifra Shacherim Tachtayim. And they set aside a second Korban for it. And then they found the first one. The Locher is Kulam Yimoysu. That's the loch of a chatis shemesu balehom, or a chatis sha'ovdu. If you lost the chatis and made a second one, that's also part of the loch of Moshe Sinai. That goes the misa oslo. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For Rabbi Lezev, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, they say no. Yiru achis tovu. This does not have the loch of a chatis shemesu balehom, or sha'ovdu. Therefore, you don't have to let it die. Just let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum. V'yimachru, and then you'll sell it when it comes to Balmum, v'yiplu d'mein l'nadova. And the money of it goes l'nadova. Why do they say? Shein chatis siba mesa. Because they say the klal is true, even though regular chatis, that it got lost. It goes l'misa, but that's only a chatis shol yochid. But a chatis shol tzibur, if it gets lost, you don't have to kill it. So the Chur is answering this back. The Chur is a good raya now. That a chatis shol tzibur even goes on the par shol yom kippur. But that was the first part of the Braisa, that Par V'Soya Shiyom HaKippurim. And you see it's a machlokes. The woman the Yom says is not Lamisa, but it's Shimachri, you could sell it. Why? Because he calls it a Par Shal Tzibur. So you see the Par that Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur is called a Par Shal Tzibur. Omalei answered back, no. My Par Helam Dova Shal Tzibur. That's the machlokes
whether he has to go to Misr or not, is only the machlokes by the par shall helim davish or tzibur. That for sure is called the korban tzibur. That's the case where the tzibur did the cheti of the avera, and they have to bring korban tzibur together. There it's the machlokes. Ma'ashenke ben Yom Kippur, it's for sure only a korban yochid, and for sure it's only the misozlo. But the Gemara, no. V'ashoy Yom Kippurim ketoni. It says clearly in the Braisa that par v'soyosh Yom Kippurim. That even that is a man, the Amri of Lezen of Shimon say, it's not Lemis Ozlo, because they hold it's called the Korban Sibur. So Mara says again, no, Kikatoni Yad Soyer. When do they say that the par of Yom Kippur is not Lemison, only the Soyer? The Soyer for sure is the Korban Sibur. But the par, which is the Kohen Gadol's own Korban, they hold that's called the Korban Yochid, and Pshita for sure has to go Lemis Ozlo. For the Gemara, no, but Tanya says clearly, Gemara and Temura, that par Shayom Kippurim, the special par that the Kohen Gadol brings for himself, his own par, the Soyer Shayom Kippurim, and the Soyer that the Kohen Gadol brings for the Tzibur, Sha'ovdu, let's say he got lost on Yom Kippur, Vifr Shacherim Tachtayim, and they set aside another Soyer, another par for the Korban, in a lot of Kudam Yimoysu, they hold it has to die. So this plan, the Yomen Echlami hold, is called the Korban Yochid, and the Chatish Shemesu or Sha'ovdu is the Misa. Divrei Rav Yehuda, that's what Rav Yehuda says. Over again, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Yiruachi Stavu, the Yemoch of Yipul Demel and the Dova. Why? Shein Chatis Siba Mesa. Because again, they say no, this power. And again, we have Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, that Yiruachi Stavu, the Yemoch of Yipul Demel and the Dova. Shein Chatis Siba Mesa. So we have again a man Yoma that calls this par the par of Yom Kippur or Shal the Kohen Gadol a par Shal Tibur. So Mor says no. Don't loy teimor shein chat the Sibur Meisa. Don't say the svar of Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer is that they hold this par from the Kohen Gadol is called a par Shal Tibur because that's not because the Meisa's Iker belongs to the Kohen Gadol. But say like this Eleimor shein chat is hashutfin Meisa. The pshat is not called a korban Tibur. It's not for the whole Tziba Klal Yisrael, it's for the Kohen Gadol, and for his other brothers, the Kohanim. That's a new pshat that's called the Korban Shutvis, that belongs to a few people. And even a Korban HaShutvis also does not have the loch of Chata Shemesa Baleo. So that's another teretz. That's true. There is a mandioma that says that the Chatis that belongs, this par, that belongs to the Kohen Gadol, since it's not only for him, it's for his other brothers, it's fitted like a Chatis Shal Shutvis, and therefore it's good why it's not Lemis Ozla. So the case that we have a teretz then, that the Shlokish and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says that the second Kohen Gadol could use the first one's power, either Kashrut is the Chatash Shemesa Baleh, the teretz says no, this is called the Chatash Shal Shutvis, and by Chatash Shal Shutvis, also you don't have the Gzeras HaKosef to say that it's Lemis Ozla. So for the Gemara though, my Nafkimina, like what's the Nafkimina if you're telling it's called the Chatash Shal Tzibur, or if you're calling it a Chatash Shal Shutvis? But like they're both good Tzrutzim now. We gave an answer. This par that the Kohen Gadol brings, it's called Shal Shutvis, or it's called Shal Tzibur. Like, my Nafkamina community didn't like that word, that term of called Shal Tzibur, now you're calling it Shal Shutvis. But our Kofonim, it has the same halacha, that this Chatas, even though the first Kohen Gadol dies, you do not have to kill it. And the Gemara Enech Nami is teaching us halacha here, the Loi Maisi Kanim Par Barum, is teaching us, that this par shall, that the par that Kohen Gadol brings Yom Kippur, true, it's brought for who? It's brought for himself and all the other Kohanim. So it's brought for Kohanim. The Shaila is now, our Kohanim called the Tzibur? Like there's a man, the Yom and Huris, that say, one Shevet Echad, if a whole Shevet did a Chet, that's called the Tzibur. And they have to bring a par Helam Dover, that's called the Tzibur. He's teaching us now that Shevet Kuna is not called the Kohen. Only the other Shvatim are called the Tzibur, but not Kohanim. Kohanim are only called at most Shutvis, but not called the Tzibur. So the Nafkamina, if the whole Shevet Kohuna does a Chet Helam Dover, they do not have to bring a Par Helam Dover. Like Rashi says, Tlei Maisi Kohanim Par Boi Ro, Kolema, Beboy in Vade Modina de Matarzi, Ben Yikrichat Tzibur, Ben Yikrichat Shutvim. But that's the teretz over here. The reason why the second Kohen Gadol could use the first one's power, because this power is either Shal Shutvis, or else it's Shal Tzibur. Therefore it's not Lemis Ozla. Ablonichale L'Rabba L'Kreis and Tzibur. But Rava was very makpid not to call it a Chate Shal Tzibur. Why? Kadesh lo yomru atamidim, atamidim should not say a halacha like this. Shimhoi ru bezdin, shel kahanim, labra lachas min ha-mitzvahis, v'yos ha-kahanim ha-piyem. Let's say the bezdin of the kahanim paskin will not eat chalev, and all the Kanim when an Eitchelov now, Shia Mevina Par Helam Dover. You want to tell me now that they have to bring this carbon Tzibur Par Helam Dover? Ke Echod Mikol Ashvotim, like any other Shevet. The Kaim Alon, Shevet Echod Ikri Kal. That the Klal is any one of the Yud Beis Shvotim. If the whole Shevet does a Chet, that's also called the Tzibur. Of the Chidashir Do, Kahanim Vadai Lav Ikri Kal. Eloisin Shinotlo Nachlo. Who's called the Kal? Only Shvotim that received the Nachlo, a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And since Shevet Kuna, Shevet Levi did not receive a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, then I'll call the Kahal. So that's why it's very much for the same. The Teretz is not that this par the Kohen Gadol brings is called the parish of Tzibur, because it's brought for all the other Kohanim. Because the Kohanim are not called the Tzibur. They're only considered like a Yochid. But the reason why this Chattis, when the first Kohen Gadol dies, does not go to Misa, is because it's called Shutvis. It's called all the Kohanim have an equal Shutvis in it. That's why it doesn't have a loch of a Chattis Shem Eisav Alehem. But not that it's called Shal Tzibur, negate the loch of a par Helam Dover. Toshima, come and bring your Raya now. So while we could have a terrace, nerds, we could have a terrace that it's good Reb Yitzchok and Reb Shlokish, that when the first Kohen Gadol dies, the second Kohen Gadol could use that power because it's called the power Shal Shutvis, and the power Shal Shutvis is not Lemis Ozla. You're allowed to continue doing the avoid of that power. The only shaila is, the Torah says you have to come in the power. What does power mean? Does power mean you have to have the animal, your shechiter on the animal? Or it's enough just to come in with the blood of the animal so the second Kohen Gadol could use the blood from the power? Toshima, come and bring it right now. Devoye Rebbe Elazar.